Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Quilici. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Merritt. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Merritt. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Kurt Motton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Larry Haney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Leonhardt. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave Leonhardt. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Carew scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonhardt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Kurt Motton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Haney reaches second base with a double. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger takes first base on ball four. Dave Leonhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonhardt strikes out. Rosboro drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Leonhardt out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Quilici reaches second base with a double. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Quilici scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-1 in the game. Ulander hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mauton. Ulander reaches second base with a double. Tovar moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair takes first base on ball four. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Powell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Mauton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball four. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Mauton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosboro hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Merritt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Mauton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauton is 0-for-1 in the game. Mauton takes first base on ball four. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Haney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosboro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Quilici hits a fly ball into left field. Motton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Merritt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Merritt moves to third. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Olander hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Pete Rickard now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Motton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Olander. Buford reaches second base with a double. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a line drive into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Buford moves to third. Powell moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Buford scores. Powell moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's Twins, 1, Orioles, 1. Kurt Motton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Motton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Powell scores. Robinson scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 3-1, Orioles. Jim Perry now pitching. Kurt Palfari pinch hits for Larry Haney. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kurt Palfari now catching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 2 in the game. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bellinger is hit by the pitch. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 1 in the game. Rickard bunts towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Bellinger moves to second. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Quilici hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Castro pinch hits for Jim Perry. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tovar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Quilici moves to second. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Powell is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kurt Motton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Motton hits a fly ball into center field. Uhlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Fred Valentine now playing right field. Frank Robinson now playing left field. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliva strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Allison hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rickard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Palfrey strikes out. 1 out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Bellinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 1 in the game. Rickard bunts towards the mound. Peronoski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bellinger moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bellinger scores. Rickard moves to third. It's 4-1, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Roseboro to Quilici and they have Buford trapped. There's the throw over to Carew, covering first, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rickard scores. It's 5-1, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blair moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Blair moves to third. Powell moves to second. Bob Miller now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Clark pinch hits for John Roseboro. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Quilici hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Bob Miller. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.